horizontal to the floor. Her muscles quivered, and she breathed deeply as she felt the force flowing through her, a vibrant, living thing. Mental exercise and meditation were fine, but sometimes she took the greatest pleasure in exerting herself physically. She believed that to be strong with the force, one had to be strong in body. The alarm was still ringing. "I'm awake," she said, easing herself slowly back to the floor, in case you hadn't noticed. The alarm snapped off, and her peacemaker ship's grubby yellow maintenance droid ambled into the small living quarters on padded metal feet. It was one of many adaptations she'd made to the ship in her years out in the Typhon system. Most peacemakers carried a very simple droid, but she'd updated hers to a Holgorian IM-220, capable of limited communication with a human master and other duties not necessarily exclusive to ship maintenance. She'd further customized it with some heavy armor, doubling its weight but making it much more useful to her in risky scenarios. She spoke to it. Its replies were obtuse, and she supposed it was the equivalent of trying to communicate with a Graskapir back home. She had even named it. "Hey, Ironholgs. You better not have woken me early." The droid beeped and scraped, and she wasn't sure whether it was getting cranky in its old age. She looked around the small but comfortable living quarters. She had chosen a peacemaker over a hunter because of its size. Even before she'd flown her first mission as a Jedi Ranger, she knew that she would be eager to spend much of her time in space. A hunter was fast and agile, but too small to live in. The peacemaker was a compromise on maneuverability, but she had spent long periods living alone on the ship. She preferred it that way. And like most Rangers, she had made many modifications and adaptations to her ship that stamped her own identity upon it. She'd stripped out the table and chairs and replaced them with a weights and tensions rack for working out. Now she ate her food sitting on her narrow cot. She'd replaced the HoloNet entertainment system with an older flat screen, which doubled as communication center and reduced the ship's net weight. Beside the extensive engine compartment, there had been a small room that housed a second cot for guests or companions. But because she had neither, she had filled the space with extra laser charge pods, a water recycling unit, and food stores. The ship's four laser cannon turrets had also been upgraded, and it now also carried plasma missiles and drone missiles for long-distance combat. At the hands of the Cathar Master Armorer Gan Korla, the cannons now packed three times more punch and were effective over twice the range as those standard to peacemakers. She had also altered and adapted the function and position of many cockpit controls, making it so that only she could effectively fly the ship. It was hers. It was home. And that was how she liked it. "How long to Typhon?" The droid let out a series of whines and clicks. "Right," Lannery said. "Suppose I'd better freshen up." She brushed a touchpad, and the darkened screens in the forward cockpit faded to clear, revealing the star-speckled view that never failed to make her heart ache. There was something so profoundly moving to the distance and scale of what she saw out there, and the force never let her forget that she was a part of something incomprehensibly large. She supposed it was as close as she ever came to a religious epiphany. She touched the pad again and a red glow appeared, surrounding a speck in the distance. Typhon. 3 hours, and she'd be there. The Jedi Council ordering her back to Typhon meant only one thing. They had a mission for her, and it was one that they needed to discuss face to face. Washed, dressed, and fed, Lannery sat in the ship's cockpit and watched Typhon drawing closer. Her ship had communicated with sentry drones orbiting at 30,000 kilometers, and now the peacemaker was performing a graceful parabola that would take it down into the atmosphere just above the equator. She was nervous about visiting Typhon again, but part of her was excited as well. It would be good to see her mother and father, however briefly. She contacted them far too infrequently. With Dale dead, she was now their only child. A soft chime announced an incoming transmission. She swiveled her seat and faced the flat screen, just as it snowed into an image. "Master Dam Powell," Lannery said, surprised. "An honor." And it was. She had expected the welcoming transmission to be from a Jedi Ranger, or perhaps even a journeyer she did not know. Not the Cathar Jedi Master. Dam Powell bowed her head.
"Lannery, it's good to see you again. We've been eagerly awaiting your arrival. Pressing matters beg discussion. Dark matters."
"I assumed that was the case," Lannery said. She shifted in her seat, unaccountably nervous.
"I sense your discomfort."
"Forgive me. It's been some time since I spoke with a Jedi Master."
"You feel unsettled even with me?"
Dam Powell asked, smiling. But the smile quickly slipped.
"No matter. Prepare yourself, because today you speak with 6 masters, including Starv Kesh's Temple Master La-Mi. I've sent your ship the landing coordinates for our meeting place 30 kilometers south of Akar Kesh. We'll expect you soon."
"Master, we're not meeting at a temple?" But Dam Powell had already broken the transmission, and Lannery was left staring at a blank screen. She could see her image reflected there, and she quickly gathered herself, breathing away the shock. 6 Jedi Masters? And La-Mi as well? Then it is something big. She checked the transmitted coordinates and switched the flight computer to manual, eager to make the final approach herself. She had always loved flying and the freedom it gave her. Untethered. Almost a free agent. Lannery closed her eyes briefly and breathed with the Force. It was strong this close to Tython, elemental, and it sparked her senses alive. By the time the Peacemaker sliced into Tython's outer atmosphere, Lannery's excitement was growing. The landing zone was nestled in a small valley with giant standing stones on the surrounding hills. She could see several other ships, including Hunters and another Peacemaker. It was a strange place for such a meeting, but the Jedi Council would have its reasons. She guided her ship in an elegant arc and landed almost without a jolt. "Solid ground," she whispered. "Ironhulks, I don't know how long we'll be here, but take the opportunity to run a full systems check. Anything we need, we can pick up from Akar Kesh before we leave." The droid emitted a mechanical sigh. Lannery probed gently outward, and when she